So Sports Illustrated, a noted publication, has conducted a survey of some 161 players to ask them who the most overrated player in the National Hockey League is. And the most popular response, ouch, Dion Phaneuf. Komisarek was number 10. You had two in the top 10. This is not a poll you want to have two in the top 10.
It's Sports Illustrated. They don't know squat about hockey.
When it was hockey, when it was the hockey news, they don't know anything either?
No, they know something about hockey, but what player votes in a poll
like this?
Like what imbecile, whoever filled out the ballot, has a room temperature IQ? Like, think about this. Like, if they sent me a survey, Sports Illustrated, well, they wouldn't because they don't know anything about hockey. They don't do hockey. They don't care about hockey. They don't understand hockey. If there's an article, it's page 72 and it's half a page. They have a wonderful writer, but he gets no space.
Michael Farber.
Anyway, so I get the survey tomorrow that says, who's the most overrated GM? You think I fill it out and crap all over one of my peer group? Yeah, you would. But that's why we're different. I would throw it in the trash. So the players that filled this out, my comment to you is, I'll speak slowly when I see you next because you're obviously a cretin. And the second thing is, how is he overrated? This guy's an awesome hockey player. How is he overrated?
Well, don't ask me.
Like,
I mean,
what are you watching? You know what it is? People love to hate the Toronto Maple Leafs. They hate the fact we're the center of the hockey universe. They hate the fact that our fans are so loyal and wonderful. They love to hate this team. And both those guys are quality guys, and guess what? I am thrilled that they're on my team. And by the way, as I said to the Toronto Star, any player, any imbecile that voted in this poll that cares to discuss this with Dion can fly to Ottawa and discuss it with him at the All-Star game where he's a starter.
Well, it would seem to me that mathematically five or six of your players were involved in this survey. I wouldn't suspect any of them would have voted for either of their teammates, but nonetheless, you'd have to assume that there were at least some members of the Toronto Maple Leafs consulted.
There's 700, 800 players in the NHL. There's no reason to assume that out of this 161 imbeciles that any of my players were involved.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that Phaneuf, ever since he was in Calgary and now that he's in Toronto, has attracted an inordinate amount of criticism for his demeanor, his personality, the way he plays? I don't think that's unfair to say that he has been a somewhat controversial figure ever since he came in the league.
I think all he's done since he came here, I don't have the statistics. I think we're 14 games over 500 since he got here. All he's done is help us win. He's turned into a marvelous captain and leader. And so I don't care what issues he had before in Calgary. I could care less. I hear the rumors, oh, he doesn't get along with his teammates, this, that. I knew what we were getting. I watched him in the World Juniors. I coveted this guy as a player since I saw him play in junior hockey, and I'm thrilled he's here. Anyone who thinks he's overrated is not paying attention.
Well, look, and I expect you to say that, and you wouldn't say any differently even if you didn't
it. Who's the second player overrated?
Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Okay, and I would take issue with that. I think Alexander Ovechkin is a great – so I'm not just defending my guys. Here is a Russian –
Well, you're going to defend all of them then. Would you agree, if I gave you a name of a guy who was overrated, would you agree?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Yes.
Okay, give me the list.
Alexander Ovechkin is
three. Scott Gomez, overrated?
I think Scott Gomez would agree right now that he's not delivering at the level that he even liked.
So the answer is yes, overrated.
Well, but I think the point is though too is we're saying overrated, but really what in some of these we're talking about is are they worth the money they're getting paid? And if they're not worth the money they're getting paid, are they overrated?
And that I think Scotty's a great kid. I think Scott would even admit that at this point, that he'd like to produce more. He's a wonderful kid. But go back to this thing. Alexander Ovechkin, again, Russian guy, easy to hate, very physical player. I think he's a really good hockey player, even though he's not scoring.
Yeah, okay, Brian, but here's what I think.
No, you're saying that this whole response of mine is weighted by the fact it's my player, and I'm saying that's not true.
Oh, well, okay, and that's fair. So but Dion I would Phaneuf, I, if, all I if, said was I expect you
if
to defend Phaneuf, your players.
If Dion Phaneuf were still in Calgary and this poll came out, I'd say the same thing.
All right, here's what I would say to you. I would say to you that what does Dion make? Six and a half. So, give or take. And Ovechkin makes, like, he's shrugging his shoulders like he doesn't know. He knows to the penny.
He has no idea what his payroll is. No.
What does Ovechkin make? 10?
I don't know what the number is, but he's got a much longer. No, not 10, but anyways.
Okay.
Carry on.
Based upon salary and therefore expectation.
Right.
And with right. Dion Phaneuf, Dion Phaneuf himself set the bar very high very early in his career. Then gets the big contract, then doesn't play as well or doesn't produce as well, winds up being in a position where you get him. And I think most fans would say he's not back to that $6.5 million level yet. Now, you may disagree with that.
They're not watching
that. Fair enough. That's fair enough. But I think that's what this is about.
Fine. If the fans vote, see, I wouldn't take umbrage with the fans voting. They're entitled to their opinion. But for players to vote in a poll designed to somehow disgrace one player or 10 or whatever the list is.
You say players have no integrity.
What are you thinking? No, throw it in the trash. Why would you vote in a poll like that? It's one thing if the media does it. No, there's no reins on you guys. But why would a group
right.
combine collectively to dump on their own membership? Like if I were Donald Fehr, I would have a heart attack about this. Say, who votes in this?
Which brings us to an interesting point, because last year at the All-Star game in the draft, one of your players, I would argue, was embarrassed, and that was Phil Kessel, who went last.
Correct.
And Alexander Ovechkin was one of the guys on the stage who was kind of making fun of him taking pictures. Was making fun of him taking pictures. Do you think Phil Kessel will be added to the All-Star team tomorrow? And would you want him to participate in that draft again?
We have already had this discussion, Phil and I.
And
I expect him to be added. The league has not told me he will, but I'd be very disappointed if he's not. And I asked Phil, what are your intentions if you get into that situation? And he said, I intend to act with class at all times. He's not going to say or do anything that would embarrass another player. And that's Phil Kessel. This kid is classy.
What would you say to Ovechkin about his behavior last year?
I've been waiting for a chance to speak to him privately about it, and I hope I get that chance.
Is there any doubt in your mind that Kessel's going to get named?
I
shouldn't be any doubt, should there?
There shouldn't be.
What about Lupo?
I'll be shocked if they're both not at it, both players. But I have not received that indication from the league. And having put together the All-Star teams for 5 years when I worked at the league, it is far from easy. Far from simple. Everyone in Toronto says, well, of course those three will be on there. But Ottawa votes on four starters, so four spots are gone. And now so on. So it's tricky. So I would expect both players to be at it.
There was a time when you were involved. Sorry, Bob. Okay. Let me just get this in. There was a time where you were very involved in the All-Star format, and I think you devised a way to give money to the winner. Wasn't that part of your...
We tried that.
What do you think of the format now? Would you keep the All-Star game? Is it time to move it and make it the winner classic? Is it time to just dump it altogether?
Well, it's easy to say dump it because many of the contests are not exciting. There are no hitters. They're intra-squad games. There's no body checking. I can't remember the last time there was a fight. Maybe in the stands, but not on the ice. But what it is a showcase for our best players. It does have value to us. It has great value to our sponsors who invest a lot in that weekend. So, no, I wouldn't be in favor of getting rid of it. If they could figure out a way, we tried to pay the players, make it $5,000 a guy. We tried this.
Everything.
Tried everything, and I think you know my view is that the NHL Players Association told these guys long ago, look, it's a no-hitter, and that's the way it's going to be. But I still think it's a good celebration of the game. The fans that go enjoy it. People at home are like, Jesus, 12 to 10. But no one leaves. Like, you watch the game, people stay and watch,
true.
And they are mesmerized by the skill level. There's no Brian Burks in this game. These are all good players.
You said it, not us.
There's that overrated word again.
No, look, and I mean, not dissimilar to Brian's position on this. The author of a best-selling hockey book, whose name escapes me, The 100 Greatest Hockey Arguments, suggested taking $10 million and putting
First
it in.
First him with the roots, now you with the product placement.
Taking $10 million, if he can do it, I can do it.
Oh, I know.
And put it in the penalty box. You know how they drag out the money in the final of the World Series of Poker? They put the money right on the damn table. Cash money right on the
Problem
table.
Problem is, though, how much would you
That's
have to
what
come
I do.
Up with? How
Put
much would you have to come up with? These
million.
Guys are so rich.
$10 million.
$10 million.
$10 million. That's a $500,000 a player, give or take. Play my ass off for $500,000, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Giddy up.
Yes, I would.
There's the answer.
But I don't make $6.75 million.
Even if you did, $500,000 a game. Nobody making $500,000 a game.
I'm cheap enough.
Yet.
I would play for that.
Not yet,
man. So here's I just remembered why I invited you on last week, but you chickened out and didn't come until this
before
week.
Before we won
a bunch. Yeah. You had to wait till they won a few.
Had to wait till they won a winning streak. Rats, that's why. So you figure you have to make a move with Colton Orr, and so now you go and you make it into a thing about how the game is all crap. And
I didn't say that.
Yes, it's you. Oh, you
I said the game no, actually better than it's ever been.
Yeah, but you said it, there's a bunch of pussies running around out there, and that nobody has truculence anymore, and nobody defends their own guys, and blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
That part what the hell's said. That got to do with Colton Orr?
Well, it has a lot to do with Colton Orr. In my mind, this is, and by the way, this rant was made at the general managers meeting a year ago in March, where I said, what are we going to do about the Rats? And it was a spirited discussion. I'm not alone on this. The average GM doesn't want to fight in the media. He doesn't want to have a controversial topic to deal with. We have enough on our plate. I just can't resist it. It's that Irishman. And I had enough of this. I've had enough of the Rats running around and not fighting. And it used to be a player defending himself. In the old days, a player was expected to fight his own fights. Bobby Orr, greatest defenseman that ever played, had 54 fights as a pro, if I'm not mistaken. Like, that's a lot of fights for a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Back then, they fought their own fights. Then someone figured out it's cheaper to have a slug or a lower skill player defend that player, and we'll keep him on the ice for the 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So then we fought each other's battles. Now, everyone turns to the referee instead of defending their teammates, and they want the penalty, and it ends up on Shanny's desk. Not a criticism of Shanny. I've read where people read this that I'm criticizing Shanny. I think he does a great job. But I don't think it should all get to Shanny. I think people should look after it, and we'd have less incidents. Like, you used to, if I hit you,
yeah,
I used to have to fear that you would fight me or someone on your team that's tougher than you would fight me.
McSorley would show up.
And there's no fear of that anymore. So this is why I think we're being inundated with cheap shots and headshots. These are players without honor. They are rats. They are gutless. And it drives me crazy that I have to send down a player like Colton. And mind you, he has deficiencies as a player. Skating's not that
really?
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But great kid that does everything for his teammates. And I watch the Rats
well,
now.
Let me ask you this. Would you have a rat on your team?
I've never had a rat on my team. I've told my players, you run around, you better fight. You better
There's
back
a,
it up.
A lot of people who would say Corey Perry, the way he talks on the ice and what he does with his stick is rat-like at times.
An MVP player with a little rat in him? I think he was the MVP last
yeah.
year. Yeah, I don't think people call him a rat. I think they call him an MVP.
No, but so their ability to play factors
in. When I had Corey Perry, he fought. I don't know how many majors he had that year. You can have your guys look it up. He fought his own battles. And he still does today. There's no rat in Corey Perry. Maybe a little sneaky as a player, but he's an MVP and he does fight.
Maybe a little sneaky. So you will agree that this isn't somewhat
no,
in the
I'm
eye of the beholder.
I'm talking about rats. No, it's not. I'm talking about guys that have no skill and run around and hit
Brian,
people.
Brian, there's always been those guys.
Yeah, and someone used to grab them and beat the snot out of them, and that doesn't happen
And they
anymore.
Kept going.
Yeah, well. So you might have a different view. I haven't asked you your opinion. You've asked me my opinion.
Well, because you're not interested in his opinion.
I'm not
neither
interested
and
in his
me,
opinion.
Me
I am
neither.
When we have
he
lunch,
makes
but
that
right
clear
now,
to
I'm
me
not.
Every conversation. He's
me neither.
Not interested in what I think.
I'm with Burke on that one. I'm not with Burke on very many things, but on that one, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you and I are not on the same page on many things, Bob.
Listen, you know McSorley works for us now.
I do.
Yeah, so behave yourself.
I think Marty would agree with every word I just said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, McSorley had a career because of that.
You know what? But Marty could play the game. Marty could play
He could
minutes.
Play a little bit.
Marty could play minutes.
Okay, we're running out of time. Let me throw out a few questions at him before we run out of time. Because we only got about a minute, right?
Yeah. No, we got a little bit of time. All we got 2 minutes.
Nazem Kadri, is he here to stay?
Looks like it.
So far, so good. I mean, he's been marvelous the last couple of games. We love this kid, but there's a risk factor in his game, and if he lets that creep back in, the turnovers and all that. But I'd say the way he's going north hard, and hopefully he's here to stay.
What's going to happen with Jonas Gustafsson and his contract?
We'll wait and see. Like, I'm not going to sit down and talk about a contract when we're in flux like this. He's had a few good games. He could take the position he's this. I could take the position he's that. We'll wait and ride that out a bit.
Jake Gardner's not playing right now.
He will go to the minors and play if he doesn't get in the lineup soon. That's up to the coach. I've told the coach he cannot be in the press box for any prolonged length of time.
About this time a year ago, you told me that you were optimistic you'd be able to make a move of some significance, and you did. How do you feel now?
I think we'll be able to do something.
The hiatus is gone now. You've started addressing
situations.
Well,
the freeze situation. Ended on the 27th or whenever our freeze ends the same time as the league, so 26th or 27th.
Okay. So you're in conversation?
Yep.
Would you say there's something on the burner?
Yep.
And you think you might be able to get something done?
Yep.
What are the names of the players involved?
And at what date do you expect to make this happen?
I can't believe you let this whole two segments go by. You didn't give him grief about his coach. You give me grief about his coach.
Isn't it amazing how no one's talked about my coach? Isn't that amazing?
Not no one, just not here.
It's amazing.
Because there's no point talking to you about the coach.
No, because the penalty killing is the coach.
You even acknowledge you don't even talk to him.
Seven straight penalties off, and now it's not the coach.
I knew I could get
players.
It started. I don't talk to him, and he doesn't even talk to him. Which is probably he probably likes it that way.
He likes it that way.
That neither one of us talk to him.
He likes it that you don't talk to him, for sure.
That's great. You only gave him a one-year extension, didn't you?
I'm not going to comment on
you. You are the smartest guy I know.
You said you couldn't decide whether you're smart or lucky. That's how we started this conversation.
Are we done here? Can I leave?
You could have left any time you wanted. No, you're not
I will
tired
say,
here.
It is a cool studio. One nice thing about coming here. It's pretty cool.
It's the one nice thing about
Loves
coming here.
With us. Come again anytime.
Berkey, you're always welcome here. Next time you win four in a row, we'll book a chair for you. There's the general manager and president of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Brian Burke.